professional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can
survive here in North Dakota. This is your country boy, James Kelso, with the American Freedom Party report. We've got George on the line. George, I want to thank you for all you do, and let you go back to listening to the show. I'm sorry to keep you on the phone so long. Any other thoughts you want to offer our audience today?
Thank you, James. First, thank you very much for reading the wonderful news articles coming from overseas. We can't wait to emulate that, imitate them, eventually have personal handshakes between our party and theirs. But I wanted to ask if you could arrange for some publicity on the show for the Freedom Party candidate in West Virginia, who's a great man.
Yes.
His dad is on the paper. We'd love to hear more, and we really want to hear him on the air. I appreciate that.
Yes, you're speaking about Harry Bertram. And, folks, yes, we will have Harry Bertram on, tout suite, as the French say. And Harry has been a flagship candidate for the American Freedom Party and has run before the American Freedom Party was founded. Harry Bertram had the right idea. He realized politics in his home there in West Virginia. Politics is an avenue we patriots must pursue. And he had it right. And his example has been much of the inspiration for founding a political party in America that reflected the patriot views. And let me say, George, you know, this is going to be very exciting. Our next show next week, May 24th, will be on the third day of the European Parliament elections. So, you know, some of the results will already be in as we open the microphone on May 24th. So, in fact, with the time lag, the time delay, we should have the May 24th results for our show. So we'll just be missing the May 25th votes the next day on Sunday. So the this is going to be exciting because we'll actually have some results to report to our audience in our next program. We won't just be reading polls or forecasts. It'll be a done deal next weekend. So be sure, folks, to tune in next weekend, and we'll actually be looking at the actual score of this. What's sure to be a very exciting day. I mean, nobody's predicting it any other way. Our enemies, George, are panicked by what they're seeing, and you're just not reading anybody. All of the patriot parties are predicting victories, all of them. And all of our enemies and traditional foes are wringing their hands. I'll have a couple of those articles here in the next hour of the show, but I want to thank you, George. You're the You know, in the founding of all these parties, there were very few people like George and folks in this audience who brought these parties, you know, brought them into existence and kept them going through their early and weak startup years. And so it's very gratifying to see, you know, this success in Europe and to know that you know, these parties in Europe with patriots, you know, just like us, who worked 20 years ago so hard as you're working now, folks like Harry Bertram, that it's all paying off and that we get to actually benefit. As I said, in the NASCAR metaphor, we're drafting our European cousins. So thank you very, very much, George, and I'll let you go back to your work there, and I'll carry on with these articles. I'm going to bounce over to some other European countries here with the reporting, George.
You're doing a great job, James. Excellent show tonight.
Thank you, sir. So we've talked about Britain and Austria. Let's go to France. And here's Time magazine reporting on May 15th. Time, and some of these articles I'm reading are less than an hour old, actually. That's how fast the news is breaking. Here's a story, though, from May 15th. And Time magazine says, the star of France's right wing. Marine Le Pen, president of France's far-right National Front, sat down with Time magazine to discuss this month's European elections, French politics, and her ambitious plan to dismantle the European Union. Now, by the way, I don't know if this is an upcoming cover of Time magazine, but it shows a picture of Marine Le Pen on the cover. I don't know if it's an imaginary cover of Time magazine. Maybe she's going to be a feature. Marine Le Pen is shaking up French politics 3 years after taking over France's far-right National Front from her father. Jean-Marie Le Pen. With record low ratings for socialist president François Hollande and the opposition UMP conservatives riven by internal splits, the National Front grabbed thousands of mainstream votes in municipal elections in March. Now, Le Pen is plotting her assault on the EU in the European elections due to take place from May 22nd to 25th. She sat down with Time on April 29th for a cover interview. So she does. She's going to have a cover story. Wow. In this week's European edition. Okay, so we're not going to see that in our American Time magazine. Don't worry, I don't subscribe. In this Q&A, Le Pen discusses her plans for a radically changed Europe and her ambitions to run France. And now here's what what Time magazine reports. Question, there seems to be a strong chance you will be able to create an official political bloc within the EU Parliament. What can you do with that? And here's her answer. This is beautiful. We will defend the country, defend our interests against the big financial interests, the banks. What the EU fights for is big financial interests and for the banks. These interests are in contradiction with the European people. Now notice that our, there's a real reference there, an our, and European people. We'll try to get pieces of our sovereignty back. We will defend European people all together to block the advancement of the integration of Europe, which we consider a total failure. We have transferred legislative, budgetary, monetary powers to the EU. Countries have fewer powers than each of the 50. Now, listen to this. This is interesting. Countries, she says, have fewer powers than each of the 50 states in the U.S. I've never heard anybody say that. That is a remarkable fact. I had never had that perspective. That takes your breath away. She's saying that you have more sovereignty in Wisconsin or California or Texas as a state than she as a French woman has in France. Or that Heinz Christian Strache has in Austria or Nigel Farage in the United Kingdom. Question, which piece, Which pieces of sovereignty are possible to reclaim? Now, here it is. There it is. Boy, this lady is right on the mark. Marine Le Pen. Answer. Controlling our borders. Three words. She has it right there. Three words. That's the 800-pound gorilla. That's the issue that the American Freedom Party addresses, that all of these parties address. Loss of sovereignty due to an massive invasion of our countries by non-European people, such that we will cease to be European nations very quickly. Answer, controlling our borders, the Schengen, S-C-H-E-N-G-E-N. Come back to that. But just stunning answer from Marine Le Pen. Stay tuned.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun.
Well, folks, you know, I'm during the break, I was reading the reading ahead here as to what Marine Le Pen is saying in this interview with Time magazine, which is going to be on the cover for the European edition. And that, wow, is that great news. Anyway, what she says is fantastic. Let me go back to the quote we were sharing from Time magazine. This is fresh, hot off the press. Which pieces of sovereignty are possible to reclaim, asks Time magazine. Answer, Marine Le Pen, controlling our borders. The Schengen Agreement, which allows for free movement within a group of European Union countries, we will fight against getting control back over our borders. And the fact that our constitution should have higher powers than the EU laws. The right to promote economic patriotism. When there are two people with the same qualifications, the priority should be given to the national, that is to the European Frenchman, to the national. Also, like the U.S. has, we should give priority to national companies in the bids for public tenders. Voila. Now, by the way, she shows, this is going to be very instructive here. We in the American Freedom Party will endeavor to let the valiant Marine Le Pen know that it's not as good in the U.S. as she imagines in some of her answers here. Our situation is much more like what she has in France. Would you rather reform the EU Parliament or take it apart altogether? Answer from Marine Le Pen, the EU is not reformable in its present form. You could say the same about our government. It has to disappear and be replaced by a Europe of nations that are free and sovereign. You can't reform it just by adjustments. This project is radically different. It's a totally different ideology. In the EU Parliament, we can block the advancements toward integration. We can block things through referendums and pose the question to the French, do you want to stay in the EU or leave the EU? What is your major argument to get out of the EU and the euro? Answer, the EU has become a totalitarian structure, and if we want to stay a free, sovereign country, we cannot remain in it. The only solution is to get out of it. Many economists say an exit from the euro, this is a question, let alone the EU, would be an economic disaster, asks Time magazine. She says, and many economists think the opposite. They think the euro is not viable and that the only path back to get jobs and growth is to get back the national currency. Let me ask you about French politics. What effect has the National Front had on its political rivals? She answers, the National Front is the center of gravity in French politics. On both the right and left, they are taking our ideas. And then she lists how they're stealing their ideas, but then she makes the point that when in power, they never implement the ideas of the National Front, which does, just like the American Freedom Party, reflect the mainstream thinking of middle-class Americans. Let me take a call right now from Russ in Minnesota. Russ, are you there?
Thank you for taking my call, Jamie. How are you doing tonight?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for your patience. What's on your mind, Russ?
I got a joke for you when you say thank you for your patience. That's a quote that you get from doctors when they get referrals.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the I'll tell you, this news is wonderful. This is just what the doctor ordered for our Patriots scene is finally some political victories, finally some political power for people who agree with us. And it's happening all over Europe. It's such a widespread wave that first of all, the left and our enemies are deliberately hiding the story. But it's a hard one to cover simply because it's such a massive story. There's a Swedish story, a Finnish story. I haven't even talked about a party called the True Finns. The True Finns, I love that name, of Finland. They have a patriot revolution going on there. There are several patriot parties in Italy. We've hardly had a chance to say a word about them. And each one of these stories, in Switzerland, Austria, in Bulgaria, in Hungary, Jobbik, we haven't even talked about Jobbik yet in today's show. Each of these nations has a rich and complete history and story of the formation of a patriot party whose fundamental issues are all the same as those of the American Freedom Party. You know, bring our jobs back to America. Stop exporting, our technology and our resources. Close our borders, save our sovereignty, save our people, save our traditions and our culture and our ways. Every one of these parties agrees in this. There are little shades of difference that I want to emphasize are not worth emphasizing. This is an inevitable thing. As some of these parties gain great success, there will be jockeying over, well, you know, trying to fine-tune it, saying that one party's a little too radical, then somebody else is going to say, well, no, that party over there is not radical enough or not strong enough on our issues. So there'll be some, you know, kind of jockeying going around, this sort of thing. But this is all healthy. This is all good. And I love this woman, Marine Le Pen, and how she's taking charge of a big chunk of the Patriot movement in Europe. Anyway, I hope these words have been thrilling to you, Russ.
I know that Sarkozy, the Jewish fellow, was in charge in France. Is he still in power over there?
No. No, he's out. He's out, you know, he's out of the action. And the, you know, I read a headline last week from a Jewish paper in Philadelphia that I'd been unaware of called The Exponent. And they were voicing a general Jewish concern that this rise of the right in Europe is bad news for their globalist plans that are generally associated with Jewish organizations. The idea of open borders is very favored by the Israel lobby and the Jewish lobby, and the idea of globalism much favored. All of these parties in Europe are simply patriot parties reflecting the mainstream views of their people, are against these things. So guys like Sarkozy, yes, they're losing sleep over what's about to happen. And as I was saying to George just a moment ago, we're just 7 days away from our next show here. We'll be live again next Saturday from 7 to 9 East Coast time. And we will already have seen 3 days of the four-day election. So I'll be able to actually give you some numbers, kind of live, you know, ticker tape reporting here, where we're going to be able to tell you how many members of the European Parliament did Marine Le Pen win for France, and how many did Nigel Farage win in Britain and all the other parties. So we'll have some scores. I'm hoping they have their voting tabulation is fast in Europe. Otherwise, we'll have to rely on polling. But we'll have a lot to announce anyway next weekend. And then the week following in this show, we'll actually have some finalized totals as to how many people, how many patriots have been elected to the European Parliament. And this is wonderful news. And Russ, you know, you're my neighbor there in Minnesota. I'm over here in North Dakota. Anything else on your mind tonight?
So would I be correct in saying that Marine Le Pen is basically an opponent of Nicolas Sarkozy?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the term that you'll see used with those patriot parties in Europe is that they'll say that the Europeans are opposed and resentful of the depredations of the elites that have ruled their countries. And Sarkozy would be part of that elite that Europeans are rising up against. So this is all good news. And thank you, Russ, for calling in.
I have another question if you have time.
Sure.
I have another question I'd like to ask you.
Sure. Russ, hang on. We got a break. We'll be right back right after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists care only about the American Imperial Empire, not what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times is unabashedly pro-American in its outlook. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. Published since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a newspaper which features outstanding writers who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than one-third the regular subscription price. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times for 1 year for only $19 by sending your subscription to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. This limited time offer is for new subscribers only. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I'm your host, James Kelso. Our show is live every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Next week we'll be live right in the midst of the European Parliament elections. And I'm only spending so much time on this subject because it's so important. It's one not covered in your newspaper. You probably read a word about the European Union Parliament elections. So the importance of this story is being masked or neglected by our press, but it is hugely important. And what's happening in Europe, in all the European nations, is going to come to America. I read a column from Pat Buchanan. I was hoping for another column this week from Pat Buchanan on the same subject. He didn't deliver that. Pat, I know you listen to this show, so come on. Write another one of your great columns on what Pat has called ethno-nationalism. Same word we use at the American Freedom Party. Ethno-nationalism, a term used by American Freedom Party Board of Directors member Dr. Kevin MacDonald in his writings on his website, theoccidentalobserver.net, wonderful webzine. And let me give you the name of our American Freedom Party website. I hope you go there right after the show or during the show. It's theamericanfreedomparty.us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. And please take out a membership. It's only $25. We also have a flagship newspaper, the Nationalist Times. You might want to subscribe to that newspaper. There's a bargain offer in the promos in the breaks on this show. You take advantage of that. Pat Buchanan has written some great articles in which he mentions that some of his articles actually prophetically going all the way back to 1999. But in he's written prophetic articles in which he said that unless the Republican or Democrat parties can address the populist issues the American Freedom Party and all these other parties are addressing, they will be replaced by new parties. And that's exactly what Marine Le Pen's talking about in the article we just described. You know, can't you reform this thing? She says, no, you've got to abolish it. Get rid of it. It's hopelessly corrupt and against the interests of our people, the French people she's talking about. She says, a question from Time Magazine, but some believe you're a threat. Of course, that would include Time Magazine, wouldn't it? Answer, the French no longer believe it, she answers. They see a rich country that is on the verge of bankruptcy with massive unemployment. It is easy for these parties to instill fear in people, to scare them out of voting for the National Front. We could say to scare them out of voting for the American Freedom Party, huh? Some of our policies are being implemented elsewhere, and it doesn't bring about catastrophe. Now, here's this little piece of information that Marine Le Pen is lacking. She's thinking it's better here in the U.S. than it is. You're going to be surprised at this. She says, in the U.S., you have economic patriotism. Well, no, I wish so, Madame Le Pen. We don't. The U.S. patrols its borders. I wish we did. No, we don't. And they lock up criminals and delinquents in America. They crack down on illegal immigrants, and it's not a drama. Well, I wish it were true. And we'll have our Foreign Secretary, Tom Sunak, if he can get an interview soon with Marine Le Pen. He can let her know that, no, sadly, we have the same problems that she has in France. It's just a demonstration of how bad it is in France that she thinks the scene in America is better. But in France, it is unbelievable. If you followed French news, anybody can get into France. They basically have no borders because of the European Union. People burn cars with impunity by the thousands. These alien non-Europeans flooding into France when they're unhappy over anything. They go on frenzies of burning cars by the tens of thousands. So the cars are burning all over France. This is just one of their activities, and they're not punished for it. The police just stand back. It's mind-boggling. So maybe it, from her point of view, it must be a little better in the U.S. because we don't have tens of thousands of cars burning here. And there's talk, anyway, of having a border and enforcing it here, but she's unaware of the fact that it's only talk. Almost no one is actually kept out of the U.S. They might be inconvenienced and sent back by the border patrol, only to cross over again next week. So this is appearing in Time Magazine this week. Question, you've said that immigration situation in France is a catastrophe in French. What's so disastrous about it? Answer, we have no control over our immigration. That is why it's a disaster. Now again, here she's showing a little gap in her knowledge of the U.S. As opposed to the U.S., we actually help these people even when they are here illegally. Now, see, she's unaware. Something for our Foreign Secretary, Tom Sunak, to work on. She's unaware of the fact that all of you in this audience know, of course, we do in the U.S. We do the same stupid thing. We help illegals with billions of dollars of assistance. Just for example, any illegal can walk into any hospital and with their pregnant wife and have a baby, and that's a U.S. citizen. And all of them are immediately entitled to all sorts of benefits. She says, in France, we treat them for free. Well, surprise, Marine, we do too. Their children go to school for free. Ditto, America. We give them housing in the projects. I guess that's happening here too, isn't it? We have 5 million people who are unemployed. We cannot bear this burden. I believe that if the U.S. treated its illegal immigrants as we do, the Americans would be much more against immigration than they are today. This is actually very encouraging. I can't wait till one of our people has a chance to share with her the American scene. Both she and we will be encouraged. The French are treated less well than foreigners in their own country. Well, hey, ditto America. This brings about a deep feeling of unfairness. It is grounds for future potential conflict. Your opponents hear you talk about immigration and say the party is racist and discriminatory. How do you react to that? Answer, our program is about nationality. We've never had anything in it about ethnic background. Now, of course, what she's using is France for the French. This is what all the European parties, the patriot parties, are doing. France for the French. Well, who are the French? And Sweden for the Swedes. Who are the Swedes? Well, no, they are not these people who are not Europeans who are in Sweden. And if they have Swedish citizenship, no, they are not Swedes. In the language and the minds and the rhetoric of our fellow European patriot parties. And, you know, America for the Americans. Your critics are quite vociferous. Do you receive a lot of threats? Answer, we receive death threats all the time. By Facebook, Twitter, and letters, always. Of course. Because there are people who don't support our ideas and cannot stand the idea that we think differently from them. And the political class contributes to it by pillorying us and characterizing us as a threat. It is almost as if they are trying to incite people and pushing them to be violent. You have said you think the National Front will be in power in a decade. How do you get from here to there, from having just a few seats in the assembly to actually being in power? This will be a very interesting answer, won't it? Answer, this path might be shorter than what one might think. The way elections in France work, the elections for president can change completely the legislature. The legislative elections always follow the presidential elections. Some polls show that that's Marine Le Pen, could reach 46% in a runoff in the presidential election. Then she says, question, but your father, that's Jean-Marie Le Pen, the man who founded the Front National, but your father faced a similar situation in 2002. He got into the second round in the presidential elections, and then he faced a huge vote against him in the second round. Why would it be different with you? Answer, I think the situation is not at all comparable to 2002. The National Front has gone from being a movement of opposition and protest to a party that is ready to govern. France has changed as well. I'll continue with her fascinating answer right after this break.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to
to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
What's the best source of information on the internet? ANUnews.net. ANUnews.net is regularly updated with the best cross-section of news and views you need to fully understand what's going on in the world and why. ANUnews.net finds the most informative and provocative articles to be found on the internet for you to read. ANUnews.net is your online daily newspaper, an important weapon in the battle to arm Americans with the information they need to defeat the one-worlders and cultural Marxists. Make ANUnews.net a regular part of your internet experience. You'll be glad you did by visiting ANUnews.net.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This war is over, it will be a better day.
Welcome back, folks. We're in the last segment here of the American Freedom Party Report, and we'll be talking about another Freedom Party here in a moment. The Dutch Freedom Party, I love the fact that that our name is reflected in the names of our sister parties in Europe, like the Austrian Freedom Party. Here's a headline from the Telegraph of Britain. The title of the article is, EU Elections 2014, The Rise of the New European Right. And in this article it says, the real threat comes from a burgeoning, it's the threat, of course this is a source of joy for us, but it's a threat to the Telegraph. The real threat comes from a subtler force, a burgeoning European phenomenon known as the New Far Right, of which the Sweden Democrats is a part. That's Sverige Demokraterna. Sverige, Swedish, Demokraterna. Democrats is a part. These parties, the most prominent of which is the Front National, or National Front of Marine Le Pen, have gone to great pains to sanitize both their message and the manner in which it is delivered. The jackboots, skinheads, and slogans have been consigned to the past. Instead, in their sharp suits and ties, their politicians look almost respectable. Now, this is very, you know, snide reporting here. Look almost respectable. You know, Bruno Gollnisch is one of the major officers of the Front National and one of the members of the European, is a personal friend. He is not almost respectable. He's been in the European Parliament since 1989, five terms in the five-year European Parliament. This is, continues the Telegraph, the far-right 2.0, and it is poised to have a deep effect on Europe. After the May 22nd elections, it will almost certainly change the political landscape of the EU. The French Front National, which is expected to win a massive 18 seats, a six-fold increase on its last European performance, Bruno Gollnisch was one of the three they elected then, is planning to form an axis with Geert Wilders' Dutch Freedom Party and create a new far-right Eurosceptic political bloc. This would receive more than £2 million a year in public funding, be allocated speaking time in the European Parliament, and be allowed to play a more significant role in influencing legislation. I've got time to squeeze in a call here with David in Boston. David, can you hear me? Come in, David.
Yeah, I can hear you, James. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's on your mind tonight, David?
James, can I ask you a question? It's
sure.
Somewhat personal, I guess. Are you Roman Catholic?
Well, David, it's not a pertinent question. No, I'm not. Come on, David. This is not a pertinent question.
No, but I've called you a couple of times, and somehow I get the feeling that you got the funny notion that the all-seeing Holy See is dedicated to the preservation of the white race.
My gosh, I was just commenting on that question from David in Boston. When things as critical to our survival, to all of our survival, Catholics and Protestants, all of us are looming for us, how can we get caught up in the briars and brambles of questions like that? I've given a quote from Charles Lindbergh several times in this show, and I quote it. I don't quote anything more often than this quote from Charles Lindbergh, a great, great American patriot, an ethno-nationalist, who wrote in November of 1939, he wrote the feature article in the most popular magazine in the world at the time, Reader's Digest, which was owned by a patriot couple at the time, DeWitt Wallace and his wife. He wrote, unless we band together to preserve that most priceless possession, our inheritance of European blood. And that was the operative verb, band together. And David, take that to heart. That's what we need to do, band together. Not figure out reasons to bicker with each other while our very survival of all of us is at stake. This has been our undoing. This has been the worst mistake we've made through World War I, World War II, the Civil War, the religious wars in Ireland, the religious wars that drove my ancestors out of the Rhine region in the 30 Years' War, in which in some towns 50% of the population was killed. What stupidity that we divided amongst ourselves as Europeans. This has been our undoing. This is what these patriot parties are set to undo, to repair, is that we not fight among ourselves as Europeans. Let me go back to this article. The Front National is going to win, is expected to win, a massive 18 seats. And they are planning to form an axis. Oh, notice the phrase, an axis. Kind of not too subtle reference there. It's a coalition is what it is. It's not an axis. A coalition with Geert Wilders' Dutch Freedom Party. I missed that myself the first time I read it. And create a new far-right Euroskeptic political bloc, which would receive more than £2 million a year in public funding, get speaking time in the European Parliament, and be allowed to play a more significant role in shaping European legislation. Now remember, Marine Le Pen said in that article she thinks the Front National will be in power in France within 10 years. Geert Wilders has said that UKIP, the United Kingdom Independence Party, will be tempted to join, forming a grand alliance of Eurosceptics in the European Parliament, and Eurosceptics, let's call them patriots. We're about out of time, so I'll just give one last little thought. Not a good time to introduce a new thought here. Just thank everybody for tuning in. One of the things coming up, and we'll be covering it in next week's show as the results come in from the European parliamentary elections, is that there are some different, there's a little bit of jockeying going on. There is an alliance of European national movements, which has in it the British National Party and Jobbik of Hungary. There is a European Alliance for Freedom that has been formed lately by Marine Le Pen, and that has in it the Dutch Freedom Party that I just mentioned, the Flemish Vlaams Belang, which means a Flemish interest, the Freedom Party of Austria, another AFP, the Sverige Demokraterna, the Sweden Democrats, the Slovak National Party, and the Italian Lega Nord, the Northern League. This is all under the leadership of Marine Le Pen of the Front National, also and that is a new thing called the European Alliance for Freedom. So we'll be talking about that next week, these different alliances and coalitions, not axes or axes. And we'll fill this out even more. And you see, and even among the Europeans, they don't know exactly how it's going to sort out here. Nigel Farage says he's not going to join Marine Le Pen because she's too radical for him. Power changes many people's minds, and we'll see what Nigel Farage does here when the Front National wins an expected 18 seats in the European Parliament. Let me just close with the hope that you will go to our American Freedom Party website at theamericanfreedomparty.us, and there you will find all you need to know about joining the American Freedom Party, which is the American version of all these European parties we've been talking about, which are, you know, are getting millions of votes, and because they're decades ahead of us in organizing. So get on board now here in America. Thanks so much for joining us in the show. We'll see you next week here on the American Freedom Party Report.
With financial uncertainty,